Good evening, gentlemen. Let's take roll first.
Commissioner Cox, present.
Commissioner Cataldo, present.
Commissioner Bone, present.
Commissioner Hill, present.
James Smith, present.
Sandra Owen Olivas, present.
Lisa Sherrick, Community Development.
Okay, let's go on to item number four. Comments not on the agenda from anybody, from the public. There being none. Let's go on to item number five, review of the meeting minutes. Did everybody have a chance to do that?
Yep.
Yeah, I looked at them online.
Oh. Yeah, I moved that the minutes from our last meeting be accepted as written.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. I have a comment about
that. Yes, sir.
Just a brief comment. I noticed that there's a comment about the new market night or something you're having it in another park. Is that
yeah,
right?
Colony.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was actually not approved until after these minutes. And the way I read this, it had already been approved. I know they approved it in the city council meeting.
Right,
so
right.
I think that needs to be corrected.
Okay. Our MOU, we thought we didn't have to have an MOU. The Friends of Reagan Park thought we didn't have to MOU. But we had to have an MOU with Parks and Recreation, so it went to City Council on the 5th.
So how about if I insert the word proposed soft opening?
Thank you. Yes, that's fine.
Does that work?
That's fine. Yeah, just a minor correction.
So do you want to
amend your motion?
Amend your motion,
oh,
please.
Oh. I'd like to amend my motion, the motion, okay. I move that the minutes be in taking consideration of the, how did you do that?
As amended.
As amended.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get all these terms down.
Let's move on to item number six, announcements and reports by the commissioners. Commissioner Cox, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I'd like to.
Okay.
I actually have no announcements.
Okay.
That's a good start.
Commissioner Cataldo.
Okay. One thing I wanted to mention about, last week they had the Rotary Club sponsored an event called the San Bernardino Summit. It was held at the Fox Theater on Court Street. And it was a very, it was a great event. It was sponsored by the, and Jim Smith was there. It was sponsored by the Rotary Club.
Rotary Club.
And but it was a city event. Basically, the whole focus was how, you know, where the city's going. You know, we had John Husing, the Inland Empire economist, was there. Former Mayor Pat Morris, Jim Morris. Spoke on behalf of Bill Mattis. I spoke a little about historical perspective, and basically, what I talked about was as far as preservation had its concern is how history repeats itself. And I went back to briefly about the early days of San Bernardino, how San Bernardino went up when the Mormons were here, went down when the Mormons left, and after about 20 years of bickering and missing out on railroads, they finally came through. Well, I jumped ahead 100 years. 1970s, San Bernardino was into the redevelopment stage from downtown. They, you know, always emphasize the fact that back then, in the 1850s and today, not all people are going to get along. Not all people are going to agree on everything. They all have their personal agendas, but for the common good of the community, that's what helped San Bernardino to move forward. And that's how we became an all-American city 100 years later. And then I mentioned, you know, and how things went downhill again. And in this case, you know, we had back in the 1860s, 50s, they had to recall the Mormons back to Salt Lake. Cheap real estate, people from all walks of life came in, which led to all the problems before the railroads came in. 100 years later, we had Norton Air Force Base closed down. It's almost like the same thing.
If you look
at
the railroad closed
down. You look at the names. But basically, it, yeah, and you get out of it. And back then, years ago, they bickered. They missed out on the Southern Pacific Railroad coming through. It started Colton. Eventually, they got their act together, but they were determined to bring in a railroad. That's how it became Santa Fe came in. We're still looking for that thing right now. And I mentioned about that a couple of people that I know, sources, I mean, you know, Alan's one of them, a couple of people mentioned they had a meeting, not too long ago, and I've talked to Mayor Davis about hearing, I don't know if it was rumor or fact or how, you know, how close it is to fact, the Radisson Hotel, possibly of that becoming dormitories for Loma Linda University and Cal State. Now, if that happens, that would really bring validity to building up downtown San Bernardino. Then you could start using these old buildings that are down there right now. Those could be restaurants, sports bars, or what have you. So, that's it.
Commissioner Bone.
Not really much right now. Maybe next meeting, I will.
Maybe next time. No announcements? Nothing going on at the depot?
Nothing going on. We're having some difficulties with Sandbag. We may be canceling railroad days for good because of them.
Yeah.
And we're going to work it out, though. It may not happen. But the problem is we were donated a 1945 Pullman sleeping car, one of their top line ones, in a caboose. And when a certain person at Sandbag was there, he had the facilities to hold it. Now all that's gone. So we'll probably have to turn down some of it. We're going to probably have to scale back a lot. But it's... it would be an opportunity for the city, who owns 51% of it, and Sandbag to generate revenue. The two stub tracks that are remaining, or the three, two stub tracks, I think, that are remaining, to get $37.51 back would be a big draw. And then lease out the sub tracks to private cars would bring in some income, anywhere from probably $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And we had gotten a response from them, so I don't know. We've got some issues to try to clear up. We're hoping that since San Bernardino owns 51%, that they flex a little muscle on being involved in day-to-day activities of what happens down there, and not within the building where Sandbag occupies, but externally and some of the occupancies down below. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. And your event that you had there?
It turned out really good. We had a lot more people than I thought we were. We raised some funds for the Aidan Ray Foundation, and we had probably 200, 300 people show up for that, and it worked out really good. So we're happy.
Thank you.
What was that event again?
There was a group of people coming down through Route 66 from Chicago to Santa Monica. And it was to generate donations for the Aidan Ray Foundation.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I knew about it.
Ours was one stop.
Appreciate it.
Commissioner Hill?
I don't know if this is the appropriate venue to bring this up, but I attended last Thursday evening an event that was put on by the Neighborhood Housing Services. It was their gala event, honoring and also kind of doubling with a fundraiser type thing. And it generated some thoughts for me in regards to my position, our position here. If a house was in a targeted area that they were looking at, could they use funds if they qualify in order to help them put in an application for a historical home? Because I know from, you know, kind of the history of the commission, it seems like the funding does come and from helping the individual with their homes from a tax reduction. But I was also thinking if they were in a targeted area that the neighborhood housing was dealing with, if they qualified for funds to help restore a roof or whatever, would that be appropriate for them with their application to a program here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting event. I have to give kudos to my dad because he was one of the founders, and so he was recognized. But one of the things that I was kind of disappointed with, there wasn't representatives from San Bernardino at this particular event. And I think, in my impression, where we're trying to rebuild our city, and this is a program that is very viable and very productive within our cities to help people with a certain income bracket, to help in blight areas, to take ownership and pride in being able to have a home or to be able to restore their home to a livable situation for them. And knowing what position we're in San Bernardino, I would think there would have been more support from the city's administration area. I don't want to use this as a bench for complaining, but I think it's viable and important that the city support these kind of programs that are supporting the city itself, because we know that a large revenue to the city will be from homeowners. Yeah. And this is the purpose of that program, is to really help establish more homeowners within the city of San Bernardino. So I was quite concerned with that because I saw the mayor from Fontana, other council people from other surrounding areas, even from Los Angeles, in those areas. People from Washington, D.C. was there. And so I think it sets a tone that our city should not want when we don't, when we have dignitaries being introduced and we're not there to represent ourselves. And this is a program within our city. There were also venues from different financial institutions, such as Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and these aren't just local. These are regional people that are out here supporting these kind of program or this particular program. I thought it set a bad tone to those individuals because we weren't there. The only representation that I saw that I felt good about, there was a homeowner that gave kudos to San Bernardino because they were having problems and they called the city and the city referred them to that particular program. But I think we need to get the word out some kind of way that we have to support ourselves in these kind of events, even if there's just a representative there from some office, because I know it had to be noticed if I noticed it. And I was looking for representation other than the program itself from San Bernardino.
You know, not in defense of that, but you know, I know that the council and mayor get so many requests to show up to events, to this deal, that deal. That if you look at it, it would be a full-time job 7 days a week.
Oh, I agree. That's the first defense I gave to them also. Yeah. If somebody came up to me and would say something to that degree. But I think we have to stop sometimes to pay homage to programs that are really doing what we're trying to do as a city.
Yeah, I know Councilman Valdivia has, he talks about their mobile home program that NHSIA provides, and you know, that would be nice if he could represent the city there or something, you know, a councilman or someone from the administration. No councilman were there, nobody from the city at all?
Nobody. And let me qualify this, unless I missed it.
Right.
But I don't think I missed it because I think that would have came to my attention when I was noticing other cities that were there.
Yeah, it's important. They can't be everywhere, but it'd be nice to have a representative.
from something, you know, it, I don't care if it was a staff person, you know. We need the help, and this is a program trying to do what the city is trying to do. And then it also supports us to a certain degree, because if we're able to identify particular facilities or homes, that could help. Thank you.
If I could provide clarification, the homeowner or the owner of the building still has to pay their share of what their 50% tax bracket is. If it's over that amount of money, the funding source is not an issue.
Okay, thank you, that's good to know.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Smith?
Well, I can just echo what my good friend said here. You know, each of us were appointed by a council person. So it's our responsibility to go to our council person and share your concern.
I certainly will do that.
Because we have, you know, we're represented all throughout the state, and that's important to do that. And there are some very good things happening in the city, primarily about, I read the article this morning about homeless veterans. There are many less homeless veterans today, so that's on the horizon. People are aware of that, and that's something they're moving forward with. Unfortunately, for the last 4 years, we've been in bankruptcy. And I'm not using it as an excuse, but this is where the priority of the of our city council, our mayor, the whole city of San Bernardino is. And I'm not using that as an excuse, but it's just a matter of what where our priorities are, is to move toward that. I know John Husey mentioned something very important. He said the bottom line, he mentioned this three times. He said, San Bernardino, city of San Bernardino will never come back as long as there are more renters than homeowners. There are like 52% renters opposed to 48% homeowners. You mentioned about homeowners. We've got to create a situation to give them an opportunity to have more home ownership in the city of San Bernardino. Otherwise, we're just bucking a trend. And if he's ever, and maybe I could talk to your dad about that, if there's some time that, you could invite John Husey to one of your events. I mean, he really knows this backwards and forward. It gives a very, very effective presentation.
Okay.
So I just wanted to, and I wanted to thank two people specifically who spent hours and hours, probably close to 100 hours putting together the summit. And the key person was Tim Prince and also Phil Savage. They were pretty much the co-chairman of this event. And it was great that they did that. They've also had some follow-up. They had some pretty good press in the newspaper. So, but we need to continue to do that, because we had, and I didn't catch everything that you said, Nick, but I know that we had a lady from the Symphony Association.
Right, I can't remember her name, but
talk
she,
about
yeah.
the
yeah.
arts, Ann Verzel, very well respected person.
Then Rabbi Cohen
gave the invocation, but he wrote an excellent editorial in Sunday's newspaper about the summit.
Yep.
And I think that's really positive. Really, so there, he said this
it was a positive
this
event.
City is not in bankruptcy.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
We may be in bankruptcy because of the numbers and all.
Yeah, we're
And last but not least, I do need to mention something about the Native Sons. We'll be, and I think I made this announcement previously, but we'll be dedicating San Bernardino High School on Friday, November the 6th, during halftime, for the homecoming game. We're acknowledging them, their 100th anniversary at that site at 18th and E Street in San Bernardino.
That's wonderful.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. My only announcement is Colony Park is now open for business. Our grand opening and ribbon cutting will be this Sunday at 10 o'clock. About probably around 10:30, let all the elected officials get there, you know. And
where's Colony Park again?
It's at 140 East Harwick. And if you look it up on Google Maps, it still comes up Colton. even though it's a part of San Bernardino.
Okay. Is that off of Barton Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right in that little area. So come out and visit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question about that. Roosevelt Bowl was a beneficiary before at Paris Hill. Who's the beneficiary of this?
Friends of Reagan Park.
Friends of Reagan Park. Okay.
Friends of Reagan Park. For this one. Alrighty, so we have no old business, so let's jump into the new business. Our first thing is the Mills Act. Did everybody do their window survey?
Yes.
I didn't.
Can I have?
Can you have that?
I got it here.
You got it here?
Yeah, I got it.
But you got to fill it out.
Yeah, but I didn't think I was qualified. So.
Well, drive by and look at the house. And
yeah,
you
yeah.
Did. Yes, you did. I'm sorry.
No,
I handed it to you at the last
meeting.
My
apologies. Okay.
So, I have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we don't
I was looking for the date.
We don't have. Okay, hold on one second.
Well,
so now,
I'm asking clarification. We only have 3 applications.
Uh-huh.
That's not the majority of the members.
Yes, ma'am. So what do we do now?
Let me text.
Can
I
turn
don't
this
know
into you, or do we have to do it at a meeting? I mean, the this one.
Unfortunately, but you're not a voting
member.
So
yours just is an opinion.
Oh, okay.
But it's nice to have your opinion anyway. My main question is, then will their house not be able to be qualified?
It would be post your next meeting is December.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
Let me
if I had another copy, I could fill mine out right now.
Let me seek clarification.
Okay.
And we'll continue the meeting and.
Okay. Here. So we'll come back to this item.
I'd like a copy of it, but I think the reason I don't have is that I was late to the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have passed it out before.
No, I handed it to you when you walked in.
Okay. Well, I just need another.
Would you want to fill this one out? Would that be okay? If he fills this one out?
Yeah, that's fine, but that's still only 4. 5 is a majority.
Okay.
How many people do we have? 2 people out.
Yes, Commissioner Erb, Commissioner Godinez. Commissioner Figueroa.
What day was the last meeting? Do you remember?
September 14th.
14th.
Yeah, because I did it the next day.
Do you want me to move forward until
yes,
you find out from
please.
Mark? Okay. So our next order of business is the plaques.
Before we leave
oh,
that,
yes,
I had a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Maybe I didn't see it, but was there a date when the house was built in the packet that we received?
I believe there was. It should have been on the application.
I believe it was 1892.
I just didn't recall seeing. I was looking
I
for it.
Then.
There may not be a date, but I can find that out. But I can also say that it qualifies based on being in our Renaissance survey, so that qualifies it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I've seen references where it was 1892, either 91 or 92.
The Donaldson.
Yeah.
Been in there.
Survey.
Okay.
But another.
Because that would have been kind of helpful for me. I don't know about others, but at least where we're using that as a criteria, you know, to have that within that area.
Yeah. I can add that to the application, the date of built. The qualifier is it's in the reconnaissance report, the Donaldson report.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the qualifier.
And then my second question is on the back with the 10-year plan. Does that have to be in that order?
No.
Yeah. We just take it back to council because council approves this.
Okay.
And then we just take it back.
And then maybe one more question.
Okay.
In the comment area, are there certain things that we're looking for as comments or anything?
Number four.
If you have concerns, probably I would think if you're not going to approve it, you're not going to recommend.
Mine was very brief. I just stated that I thought it was a perfect home for this. That's my, I don't know what anybody else wrote, but.
Yeah, I was going to write a comment also, but I just thought if I circle yes, that's basically saying
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Thank you for that copy, Commissioner Bowman.
Any other questions on this? We'll be revisiting this one, okay? This evening. Okay, our next one, our next thing on the agenda is the plaques. Guess that one.
I did some research. Redlands and Colton's going to bring one of theirs. They use a shield, probably 6 to 8 inches, about 4.5 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
It's about like that. And it's made of walnut, and then they have a brass or a plastic plaque put on there. None of them are supposed to be exposed to sun, but the theft problem doesn't exist with those. So, and that's the cost, this is just a preliminary one, because I've got two or three more places to check, is about $49 plus engraving.
Okay, and the other ones were what? $300.
I'll bring some.
And they're a lot bigger.
When I learn how to use my photo thing on my phone, I'll take some pictures.
But this is something that won't be stolen.
No, anything can be stolen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
These mount about this big. They're not too conspicuous.
Right.
And they go by the front door, either left or right side, and then they're screwed into the house.
The Redlands and Colton both are using that.
Colton Historical Society is coming by next Saturday for a tour.
Okay.
And they're going to
bring you one?
What they're doing.
Are they going to actually bring you a physical one?
Either that or a photo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's that.
Okay.
If I can get a motion, we can proceed with these four applications.
Okay. So let's back up. So you need a motion to...
If you want to approve this
approval.
Property as an applicant in the Mills Act.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve this property on Mountain View to qualify for the Mills Act.
I second.
Give our approval.
Okay. Can I have a vote, please?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so back to the plaques. So you're going to get something on...
I'll have some more by the next meeting, the more substantial...
December?
...stuff on that, yeah.
So... Okay, so my argument is, are we going to be able to have the samples to where we can take a vote on this in December and get it in front of the state council fairly quickly?
I should have those done by then.
Okay, yeah, because I'd like to get this in front of the...
Yeah.
Some of them may be a photo, but we'll get some stuff going on it.
Yeah, so we can have a discussion and...
And then vote on right...
And and make a decision in December, you know. I love what Fred Schrett says, instead of kicking the can down the road. I love it when he says that. So this is something we can get done.
I'm trying to use a business in San Bernardino, so I've got to pursue that avenue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a couple places we deal with at the museum that do plaques and stuff for, and I'm going to see if they come up with something suitable.
Okay. So you would then just report back on that in December.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be on December 14th. You want to report back on that. So. Can I get a motion to continue this item until December 14th? If there's no further discussion, is there any further discussion on this item?
Okay, I make a motion to continue this discussion on the plaques to our December meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Thank
you.
If you're looking for a second.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
gentlemen.
No third, just
to say. Gentlemen, can I have a vote, please? Yeah. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. To our third item, the demolition subcommittee, Commissioner Smith.
Right. Well, first of all, I really want to thank Community Development Director and Lisa. They're true pros. You know, they really kept this whole organization together, this subcommittee. this subcommittee was created, what do you say, 6 years ago? Maybe 7 years ago?
The commission, yeah.
By Chaz.
07, yeah, it was 07.
And one of the primary concerns is that.
9 years ago.
Well, what has happened in the past, and I probably the best example is the Atwood Adobe, which mm-hmm. kind of just disappeared at one time. Mm-hmm. I think your dad will remember that, you know. And I guess what I'm simply saying is that I think this commission needs to be more knowledgeable about the process for any future demolitions in the city of San Bernardino to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
It already has, though.
Well, I know it hasn't, but you can't change the past. We're just trying to make sure we have a process now through this committee, so we're aware of what is happening.
It also makes us more viable too.
And I know that there's a person, and I don't know the person's name, that has that responsibility in Mark's office. And I had asked that possibly he come to one of our meetings, but obviously they pay overtime to come to a meeting. So what my thought is that, and I'm looking really for some people to serve on the committee, I'd be more than happy to, you know, to head that committee, but I'd like to set up a meeting with that gentleman so that he could kind of, and Mark and whoever they think would be a benefit to go over that process so everyone at this table is aware of what's happening. Okay. Now I know that, and this is a little subjective on my part, but I know that we're winding down the redevelopment agency, and you would think that there might be some demolitions happening with that process. I'm not saying there will be, but I think we need to be on the front page for anything before anything does happen that's historical in the city of San Bernardino. And of course, it's our responsibility. We don't have the power to say not to do that, but we do. It is our responsibility to inform the Planning Commission about a possible demolition of historical properties. So, what I'm indicating here, Chairman, is that we form a committee to report back to the December meeting. And after we've talked to Mr. Persico and see if we could just have a friendly conversation with his department in their office. So that would be my I'm only asking tonight that we create that subcommittee. Mm-hmm. And if there's anyone that I would like to volunteer to be on that subcommittee, and if there's any other members that would like to serve, I'd be more than happy to work with them.
Okay, I have a couple of questions on that, okay? I would open this up for discussion.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we formed a subcommittee, the Historical Preservation Ordinance. Would that be along the same lines as the demolition, because we're looking at changing the ordinance for historical preservation? Would both committees kind of be like almost work in tandem? Is that what you're saying? Because if they're going to work in tandem, then maybe we should have you go on to the Historical Preservation Ordinance Committee, because in that way, because it's about demolition, is it not?
I think that we should divide the two.
You want to divide?
Because I think that the ordinance is going to take a lot more time.
Well, that's true.
And a lot of that, but there's going to be things that are going to come up immediately that should be brought to our attention. Number one, the Blue Seal Laundry, when Sandbank tore that down. There should have been at least some meet and confer to discuss options or anything else that happened, mm-hmm. but they have a tendency now to think that they can do anything they want. Maybe they can. I don't know what the federal or state law is. Sandbank. And the same thing with the 100-year-old palm trees that they just demolished. Instead of saying, hey, you know, is there a chance we can move these and incorporate this into the new landscape of the depot, there's no discussion. Let's get rid of it. And I think the demolition committee should address those immediate issues.
Okay, that's the difference.
Where the other committee is gonna have to have time to work on that.
Okay, so Commissioner Smith, your vision for this committee is for things that come up like right now today. Is that what you're saying? Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to get the vision of your committee.
Sure. And then we'll be, you know,
for possibilities.
That doesn't really interfere with what you're doing.
Exactly.
With your efforts, but I agree with the Commissioner Baum, is that we need to set up this meeting probably in the next couple weeks with Development Services to meet with whoever is in charge of that. So we're notified before something happens, that which is in our purview, because we're here to preserve the history of California, historical buildings. And I feel, you know, with the knowledge that Alan has brought up, I didn't even know about the laundry or, you know, things like that. But they live and breathe history, and I do to a certain extent, but I know Nick and Alan are right on top of that. So it's just a process. That's what we're really talking about. We're not in a position to say it has to be done that way or anything. We're more than willing to work within the parameters of the ordinance, but we need to come to the table, and that's the only reason.
Well, it kind of blends in with what we've been saying all along, that, you know, as a Historic Preservation Commission, we need to know about buildings that are going to be torn down before they're torn down, you know. And we brought this up every meeting since 2007, I think, you know. It's not a new concept, but I like that. We need to focus.
Okay, hold on. Lisa?
I think this issue has been discussed at length in our meetings.
It has.
Your guidelines for buildings that are being demolished are in the demo ordinance. It very clearly states this commission's role. It states when items are brought to this commission, and the overriding factor is if the building official deems it hazardous. That's very clearly stated in your ordinance that's been handed out quite a few times.
I think Jim was saying, though, that, but I guess the thing is that we don't, I understand, but we don't know. I mean, simply we don't know if a building's gone into, you know, on a chopping block, it's gone.
16th E Street, the Blue Seal Laundry. Yeah. And, you know, that still should come to this commission at one point.
But if it's not brought to the city, we can't even bring it to your commission. So and if it's not in the guidelines, we're not bringing it to this commission.
Okay, correct that. So it doesn't have to be.
Correct.
Well, that's all that we're concerned about, are historic structures.
Right, and that's what your ordinance...
We don't care about the other demolitions that will...
It's a historic building demolition ordinance. That's what the ordinance is for historic properties.
Okay. Well, we just want that communication line to be aware. And you said you pass out the demolition ordinance. I don't remember receiving it, but if you did, I think at a minimum, we want to work with you. We're not working against what you're doing. We just want to make sure that doesn't happen. And I think probably a simple example is, it's not Nina's Restaurant, but the building next to that,
The Spanish style L-shaped complex.
Right, was just demolished, and we found out when Mark came and just reported at a meeting.
Because it did not meet the guidelines of your historic demo ordinance.
Right, but it didn't. We feel that we should be more aware before something like that happens again.
I understand.
And would you agree with that?
Why do we even exist? You exist to hold up your historic demolition ordinance. That building did not fall in those lines. Mark brought it as a courtesy and as an example to explain what A, what is going on, and B, why it does not apply to this commission.
And how did that fall into the guidelines?
It was a discretionary, I remember it was a discretionary call that Mark had to make.
And he really went on about that.
There were several guidelines. They passed it out, Alan, before.
I can't remember exactly which one.
No.
Because I think, when it came onto the agenda, I went down to the Historical Society and researched the building. Okay. And then, because I wasn't sure how I felt about it either, gentlemen. I was not sure about it, and it's in my ward. So I'm just like, I was cringing. Went to the Historical Society, researched it, saw who owned it. Then when Mark brought in the architect?
It was a gentleman from the county school board.
Well, but there was an architect. We got a paper that was stating that it would be $1.5 million to save that building, to retrofit it, to fix it and repair the building. And with that in my heart, I really felt that, and even though we didn't vote on it, it was something we didn't vote on, it was just something that Mark was making us aware of, mm-hmm. as a kindness to us, to let us know what's going on. I was comfortable with it being demolished after finding that out. My opinion is my opinion. Commissioner Smith or Commissioner Bone or Commissioner Cataldo might not agree with that, but he did it out of respect for us to bring it to us, even though we had no voice in it. Because the ordinance states that, what the ordinance states, it states that we didn't have control over that.
Did you research who gave this bid, how much it was going to be? And I'll tell you why. I just had a deal meeting with Sandbag, and to recondition the Harvey House, they want to get LAFCO in there. We want another organization. They gave a bid in front of a city councilman here and the assistant city manager of $200,000. I have a bid of $17,000.
Right.
So nobody explained the discrepancy of these bids. And then I was told by the second in command of Sandbag, it was a napkin bid. And I felt like, what bar were you in when you did that?
Right.
When I worked for the city of Garden Grove, if I was up with my fire chief and I gave them a napkin bid in front of the city council, I wouldn't be doing that job anymore. But nobody can explain these discrepancies. A lot of times they stretch these things out for that reason. And, I'm a little skeptical when we look at that. That's right. Just my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I've got another thing to say, too, that just popped up. I get letters. The pipeline construction that they were talking about, they want to know if it's coming through Cajon Pass into San Bernardino through the county, if it's going to bisect any historical locations. And also I got another letter that they're doing some type of bus stop work on Fifth Street, and they want to know if that's going to affect any historical things. So these type of things should be brought to this committee, mm-hmm. to start working on.
Ask questions.
But we're not, this committee's not getting them.
Right.
And I'm just going to go back, and we talked about the building on D Street, and I agree, you felt that it should have been torn down. There's no redeeming value. The only thing unless I missed something, as a commission, I don't think it was brought to us.
No, it was brought to us. Mark brought it to us to show us what the difference was between...
No, before it was torn down?
Right, before it was torn down.
After we talked about it a lot.
The only building that was down at that time when Mark brought it to us was Nina's.
Oh, the first one, okay.
Yeah, Nina's was down. The other building was going to be demolished, but Mark brought that to us to show us the difference between what we can and what we can't and why. Yeah. And he even brought in...
And the attorney came to
the Yeah, and he also... But he also brought in... The bid from an architect, mm-hmm. that would say what it would cost to redo the building. And I know that was on paper, and I know, mm-hmm. there's like 100 different, you could go out and get bids on anything, and it's going to be way up here and it's going to be way down here, so kind of in my mind, mm-hmm. after I saw it was on the agenda and I looked at it, mm-hmm. my opinion, I'm not saying this commission's opinion, because that's what's great about this commission. Everybody has an opinion, and we're very opinionated, that I was fine with what the decision Mark Pasico made, okay? And I'm sure there's others that were in the room at the time that were not happy with the decision Mark made at that time. But I can also see what Commissioner Smith is saying, that maybe there does need to be a demolition committee that gets reports on things that are going to happen. We have no control over what Sandbag does. We will never have any control what the county does.
But it's
and
city
we
property.
Will never
it's city property.
Right. But we'll never have control over what the schools do. Okay? We will never have control over any of that.
But there are options that can take place too.
Exactly.
And the alternatives are what should be discussed in here, at least ran across this board to see what the alternatives are.
Well, at least, you know, Commissioner Smith, I can agree with that. Maybe there, I really think there does need to be a demolition committee, simply because we need the information. And if you're the chair, would you like to be the chair? If you're the chair, then you will have all this information. He'll get it out to us, I know, like this. And then if there's a concern,
So we'll know about it.
Then we'll know about it, and it can be brought up, or it can be brought to Mark.
What information?
That's the question. What information are we looking for?
Well, you're looking for historical significance. Did George Washington eat there? You know, did Jedediah Smith camp? You know, you're looking for those type of things that you know, how do we relate this? Is it just a building? Is there some historical significance to it?
But you have to know what buildings are, or if we do know in advance, what buildings are we talking about that may be torn down to do this investigation?
This is my next question, Lisa. Doesn't Mark put out every month a list of all the
major projects.
Projects.
Oh, those are
projects. Yeah, that's really valuable.
I'm not disagreeing or agreeing. I'm saying that you also have to. What is your purview of this commission?
Right.
Exploring the history of a building is not this commission's responsibility. No. That might fall under. And I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe the Pioneer Society.
Historical Society.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, what is it information you're expecting the department to give you? What information is it you're looking for?
Well, it's reasons to not tear down a building, I think.
Let me recite this. 15.44-050 demolition permit application. The applicant shall specify whether the structure is listed as historic or cultural. The applicant makes that decision, or has been determined to have historical significance. So are we first relying on the applicant to determine if it has historical significance? Somebody from Ogden, Utah, or somebody from Portland, Oregon?
What's your criteria?
I mean, I look at things different, you know?
Or
by any state, federal, regional, local listing designation. And we know that, you know, because that's on the book. But, you know, we're sort of leaving an opening there. Are we going to take for word that they did the research on it? Who did they do? How did they research? Who did they contact to do the research?
I've never seen that before.
Can you repeat that? The chapter?
It's under, it's section C of this one right here.
Heard of it.
I'm just doing the what if.
I know.
And that's the City of San Bernardino demolition? Historic? Historic?
That's not really bizarre.
Because I don't see a 15.44.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's one of the other ones I got. I thought it was.
It's supposed to go that down support floors.
Maybe it's not. I may have to eat crow. And I don't have that listed here. Let me look.
So don't your computers, Lisa, automatically red flag it if it is in the Donaldson report?
Yes, but just because it's in the Donaldson report doesn't mean it fits the criteria here in the ordinance.
Correct.
The demo ordinance for the city starts chapter 15, 3.37.010.
I'll have to get back with you on that. Okay. I didn't.
I believe is it not in?
I've got this ordinance right here.
Well, you know,
where is?
I don't know. 15.37. Yes, 15.37 is where we start.
Yeah.
I think I have that. I don't know why.
I did give you a copy when we met, and I've emailed it to the commission.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to look in another pile. Go ahead, I'm good.
Go ahead, you're done? Commissioner Smith?
So all that we're really doing tonight is creating this subcommittee. That's all that we're doing. I think it's, there's been a lot of, I've just kind of sat back and listened to all the conversation we have. There's a lot of misconception. I mean, we've been on the, Nick and I, and he had been on the commission for many, many years, and we pretty much know what Lisa is saying. But we have like a new commissioner here, you know, and this is kind of like, and even Aaron, you know, you're fairly new, but the point I'm making is that I think all the commissioners, we should have either a workshop, or because I think this is going to take longer than just a meeting, and just to go over the process so everybody is on the same page. And I'm talking about staff, and I'm talking about us, so we can move this commission forward and make sure that what has happened in the past doesn't happen again. Not being critical about anybody, it's just a matter of sitting it in force. So that's what the demolition committee would be about. It's not about questioning anything that's happening, but I think it's information for the commissioners and everybody. And then I think the other commissioners will certainly chime in too. And then we can sit down in a rational discussion and make sure that we have a policy moving forward. That's one of our primary concern, is preserving. I think everybody, including the staff, agrees that that's what this commission is for, is to preserve historical buildings and houses in the city of San Bernardino. All this does is create that opportunity.
Okay, so my understanding of the Brown Act, all of us can be in the room together if we're at a workshop. If we call it a workshop, we can all be in the room, okay? I think a workshop is a great idea.
Okay.
So that it can be talked about, hashed out, figured out. So everybody really knows what it is, you know, the meat of the ordinance. The only I love that idea. I just think it's because then everything gets out there and everybody has the same information. My only question at this time would be, how do we get staff there if it's on a weekend? You know, is this something that we need staff there for? Or do you, Commissioner, feel like that we could read it, and get it, open it up, and it, without staff people there?
Okay, let's not get ahead of the wagon here.
Okay.
Okay. The only thing we're going to do tonight would be my recommendation to create the committee.
Okay.
And then I realize it's further in the agenda, but I would put on the agenda to discuss the possibility of a workshop at our December meeting.
Okay.
And all then right. We can move forward. In the meantime, in the next couple of months, we can kind of be working and address those concerns that you had about staff and all that.
Okay.
You know, just to work that out so everybody is amenable to move forward.
Okay. So, would you like to pose a motion?
The motion,
sir,
is simply to create a demolition committee.
Committee.
Okay.
Subcommittee? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Subcommittee, correct?
Subcommittee. Subcommittee, Commissioner?
Subcommittee, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I second that.
Gentlemen, let's call for a vote then. If there's no further discussion.
Aye.
Okay. All righty, the ayes have it.
And who is on it?
I'll be on that committee.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Sure.
I would like, my opinion, I'd like Commissioner Smith to chair the subcommittee, simply because he's been chairing this committee and he knows where you've already been.
Sure.
Okay? And so we can take, what, two more commissioners on that subcommittee? Up to four? Anybody else?
I would mind, but I would like to know from our other subcommittees that we established at our last meeting what's going to be involved in that report.
Well, that's true. You know, the other, we have the Mills Act as one subcommittee, and we also have the ordinance. Those are the three subcommittees.
Right.
Yeah.
And on the Mills Act will be me, Mr. Hill, Mr. Cox, and myself.
And Godinez.
And Godinez. Commissioner Hill, if you think that this committee is better suited for you, this subcommittee, it would be okay if you wanted to back out the Mills Act subcommittee. If you think that would be, because the Mills Act is going to take quite a bit of your time.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you feel that this is a better fit for you in the demolition end of it, the demolition subcommittee, then you can ask to be removed from the Mills Act subcommittee and go on to the demolition subcommittee if that is your pleasure, sir.
I just need to think about it for a minute.
I can
demolish our lobster.
They're all important. Yeah, these results so thin.
Co-chair Cataldo.
Okay, but right now I'm on the ordinance too, or am I?
You're on the historical preservation ordinance and certified local government subcommittee. That's one subcommittee.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of being on this one here.
Okay, well, then you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Nick on it.
You're retired.
You've got plenty of time. I saw you sleeping on the couch. I saw you sleeping on the couch on Facebook.
Oh, so thanks.
Okay, so we can have up to four. So we have two, possibly three at this time. Commissioner Bone.
Alan, could you serve on that?
Could you serve on the subcommittee?
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay. So that is four. We will say three and a half until Commissioner Hill decides what he wants to do. And Commissioner, when you make that decision, can you please contact myself and Ms. Sherrick? Okay, so we're aware. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we've already agreed with the motion, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. And we're just filling the committee.
I have a request, because we've done this in the past, but we've had some new commissioners. And to be very honest about it, and I'm sure that Lisa has this information, but if she could send either an email out of all of the contact information for each commissioner, that would be a benefit. I'm talking about not address, just phone numbers and email addresses would be great to be distributed to the commissioners. I don't know if that requires a motion, but. Or maybe a directive of the chair.
Can you do that first, Ms. Lisa?
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So let's move on to future agenda items. Commissioner Smith, we've already decided that we'll go talk about the workshop at the next meeting, correct?
Yeah, that would be on the agenda.
for the next meeting, okay, because we're talking about further. We're on to number eight, discussion of future agenda items. So that would be on there as number one. The plaques have been continued. Is there anything else anybody would like to think about putting on the future agenda?
Do we still have openings on our commission, but right now, how many
Could we do? Ricky Van Johnson's is open because Johnny Ann left. Mm-hmm. I feel that probably John Valdivia's as well, because Juan Figueroa can't make it any longer, correct?
I don't know that.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, because of his work schedule.
He has attended one. That's not on your, we can place that on for the agenda next month, but we cannot discuss it this month, as it's not on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you want?
Empty commission seats?
Yeah. I mean, is that something that just the councilmen do? I mean, is that something we can't choose a commissioner to be on? Mm-hmm. Well, how do we get more commissioners?
Councilmen people have
councilmen do it.
Yeah. Are all the mayor's appointment? Do we have a
it's always mayor? And,
do we have vacancies? Did you say
we do? We have at least
one vacancy.
Well,
Ricky Van Johnson. Who else?
Well, the guy that you just mentioned.
John Valdivia, he's only been here one time.
But he hasn't submitted a resignation, though.
Right. Yeah.
But he hasn't been here. But
I understand. Well, if you've missed three meetings.
It's just three consecutive unexcused, so has he had excuse?
Okay,
so
gentlemen.
I think a letter from the chair would be appropriate.
We cannot discuss it.
We cannot discuss it.
Oh, okay.
It's not on your agenda.
So we can discuss that next time. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that next time.
So we're talking about future items, right?
Yes, sir.
So that can be on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well said.
I wanted to run something across everybody too real quick if I have
for future agenda items, sir.
we can discuss it later, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
it's about some other demolitions going to take place. But.
Okay, future demolition.
Can we do it after we meet?
Can we do it? Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, well, because we have no control over the demolition.
So what
as
it
long
is.
As you don't have a quorum.
No, no, yeah. It has to be three or
four or less.
Four or less.
So, you can't
so it could be you three.
I can bring it up in the next deal, but it's not too late.
Would you like me to put it on the agenda for December?
Yeah, that's the Third Street curbs.
Any other items, gentlemen?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's go on to the director's report.
There is no report.
There is no report. I'll make a report for Mark. The 1 year anniversary of Food Truck Thursdays is this coming Thursday. So
really? 1 year?
Yes. Yeah, 1 year already. So come out and join them.
They're too busy.
Nine food trucks, live band.
I stopped by there the other day and the lines were long.
We'll come over to the other side, but ours aren't.
Okay.
That's a good thing. We want people down there.
Okay. Any further items? Can I have a call for adjournment, please? Until Monday, December 14th, 2015 at 5:30.
I move that we adjourn this meeting until December 14th.
Thank you, Nick.
Second.
Mr. Hill, thank you very much. You guys have a great evening.
And I will get my act together on the demolition.
I would hope so.
Well, I had three or four of them there, and I didn't put, you know, I thought they would say what cities they were from. And I didn't.
So, demolish yourself.